Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and we are chatting right now with Alison Maiden, psychic Alison Maiden. You can find more details, book your own personal sessions as well with her and readings at alisonmaiden.com. I'm going to start taking your questions for psychic Alison Maiden. Share a little bit of a warm-up off-air with our panel guy, Mr. Adam McGuire, asking about the baby, and you just saw it straight away and got a clear idea there, Alison.
Yeah, well, straight away I saw a boy, but I think he'll have one of each. So,
you know, that's good news.
Have a pigeon pair eventually, which will be lovely.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, that is lovely.
Congrats, McGuire.
Congratulations, McGuire. That's cute. Now, let's go to our callers. We're going to kick it off with Bree from Bunbury. Hey, Bree.
Hi, guys. Hi, Alison.
How are you, Bree?
Not bad. My question is, things are just a bit up in the air with us at the moment and our little family. And I just want to know if our job opportunity that I've just taken is right for me. And also, if there's a little spooky around me because I can't stop smelling smoke.
Oh, that's a dead giveaway that there's definitely a spooky, darling. Yep. Oh, he's an old fella with a bald head and he's got a wife beater on with braces.
Oh, my goodness.
He's very... very unattractive older fellow. Yeah, I think we definitely need to get rid of him. So job opportunities are looking good for you. In about 3 weeks' time, you're really going to start to feel your feet there. You're going to get another offer, either from the place that you're working in at the moment. There'll be like an offer for a next step up for you, a promotion or something like that. Or there's going to actually be another offer as such on the table going, look, there's a better job. But I do feel like it's probably more around what you're doing now. But you have got some very, very, very good things coming up here, love. Definitely a great offer there. And just be careful if you don't want any more babies. There's one hanging around, okay?
Oh, no.
That's so good. Right reaction. Let's go to Nelly in Geraldton, where we are today. Nelly, your question for psychic Alison Maiden.
Yeah, hey. It's a bit of a weird one. We actually live in a convent in Geraldton.
Oh!
Which was originally where nuns lived that serviced the church that is next door. But there's an acre of 80 souls buried out the back. And I'm just wondering if they're all happy and with how we're treating the place and if there's anyone...
Alison, I'll take this one. I'll take this one. Yeah, look, that's terrifying. Alison, back to you.
Actually, most ghosts don't stick around graveyards, to be quite honest. It's quite boring for them there. So the answer to your question is you're doing a good job there on the land, love. There are a few disgruntled spirits around that place, though, and I feel like an older nun, Mother Superior type, who is still floating around because she was a big control freak. So you may find that some rooms will be colder than others as she makes her way through the building quite regularly. I don't feel she's going to, you know, concern herself too much with your family. She's just sort of there. But, yeah, I mean, the strength is coming up here for you. You're actually quite connected to spirit world yourself. So the reason that you've gone to that place is to heal the land. It's beyond the nunnery. There's actually some Indigenous stuff that went on there as well that needs to be healed. So, you know, good on you for being there, and everything is looking good around you. But, yeah, I would definitely keep out of Mother Superior's way. She's another happy chappy.
Cool.
Nelly, do with that what you will. let's wrap it up. We've got Reggie on the line from Gero. Your question for psychic Alison Maiden.
Hi, Alison. I have a 15-year-old daughter who has always seemed to see things as a child.
Yep.
But over the last couple of years, we're seeing a lot of smoke in photos of her, and 2 weeks ago she did a performance at our theatre here, and you could actually see a figure beside her in the image where she was when she was performing.
I hear grandmother. as you're talking to me. It's okay, don't worry, she's not haunted. This is a spirit guide that's coming in. So I feel like it's a grandmother energy. So it's either your grandmother, darling, or great-grandmother to her. But I feel like there's a grandmother there and watching over her. So she's a very gifted child, very psychic, and she's going to be doing a lot more than just having ghosts appear in photographs in the future. She'll be telling you a lot of really interesting information as she gets older. I feel she'll peak around 21.
Yeah, she's sitting here crying beside me.
Everything is good.
Just
to tell you, sweetheart, the grandmother's giving you some roses, so that might actually give you a key of who she is. Oh. Okay, there you go.
Wow, that seems like it clicks something for you, Reggie.
My grandmother was, yeah, perfect.
Oh, that's a, well, that's nice she's that
crying.
She's still there with you.
So beautiful.
Yeah. Well, Alison, thank you so much for your time today. We do appreciate it, as always. And if people want more information, alisonmaiden.com is the website. Thanks, Alison.
You're welcome, guys. All the best. Bye.